Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad Jokes, Over 600 of the Best, Worst Jokes Around, and Perfect Father's Day Gift by Jimmy Nero is a humor collection in the jokes and riddles category, built around the familiar style of dad jokes, puns, groaners, overly literal answers, and clean one-liners. Rather than offering a narrative or instructional framework, the book is designed as a lightweight entertainment title and gift book, especially suited to Father's Day, birthdays, holidays, and casual family settings. Its appeal comes from volume as much as style, since it gathers a large number of short jokes in one place and leans into the cultural idea that bad jokes can still be enjoyable when they are harmless and self-aware. The book is positioned for dads, children, pun lovers, and anyone looking for simple humor that can be shared aloud. In that sense, it works both as a novelty gift and as a practical source of quick, family-friendly jokes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a large format joke collection built around quantity and repetition. The central feature of the book is its scale, more than 600 jokes organized as a single, easy-to-use humor collection. That volume matters because dad jokes are usually short-form and cumulative. Their effect comes from repeated exposure to a familiar pattern, rather than from a single elaborate punchline. By offering so many entries, the book functions as a sourcebook rather than a read-once comedy text. Readers can dip into it for a quick laugh, use it as a gift item, or pull out jokes for ongoing family use. The structure also reinforces the genre itself. These jokes are intentionally similar in tone, so the repetition is part of the experience. A book like this succeeds when it delivers consistency, not variety in the literary sense. The breadth of material makes it useful for people who want a ready supply of clean humor without having to search online for separate jokes. That practicality is one reason the title stands out within the gift book market. Secondly, puns, wordplay, and literalism as the engine of the humor. The humor in this book relies heavily on puns, double meanings, and overly literal turns of phrase. That style is characteristic of dad jokes, where the punchline often depends on a simple linguistic twist rather than surprise, satire, or character-based comedy. The result is intentionally corny, but that corniness is a core part of the appeal. These jokes work by making language itself the joke, whether through homophones, awkward logic, or answers that interpret a phrase in the most literal way possible. This makes the book accessible across age groups because the humor is easy to recognize and usually clean enough for family reading. At the same time, the book does not try to hide the predictability of the format. The jokes are supposed to be obvious and groan-worthy. That self-aware simplicity is important because it transforms weak punchlines into a recognizable comedic style. The book, therefore, serves as an example of how low-stakes wordplay can be packaged as entertainment. Thirdly, a family-safe comedy book aimed at dads and gift-givers. This book is positioned less as a literary comedy work and more as a gift item for family occasions. The marketing and reception around it emphasize fathers, new dads, grandfathers, and the people who buy humorous presents for them. Well, that positioning matters because dad jokes are often treated as a shared family ritual. Children hear them, parents roll their eyes, and the joke becomes part of the relationship. The clean content makes the book especially suitable for households that want humor without offensive language or adult themes. It also explains why the book is commonly associated with Father's Day, Christmas, birthdays, and white elephant exchanges. In practical terms, the book gives gift buyers something affordable, themed, and immediately recognizable. The appeal is not based on sophistication, but on social usability, since it can be opened, read aloud, and enjoyed in a group. This makes it more functional than many joke books that target niche or adult-only comedy tastes. Fourthly, the book turns embarrassment into a comic identity. One of the most recognizable elements of dad jokes is that they are meant to be embarrassing in a harmless way. This book embraces that idea by treating bad jokes not as failures but as the point of the experience. The joke style often depends on a setup that invites a conventional response and then lands on something so obvious that the listener is expected to groan. That response is part of the social function of the book. It encourages a shared performance between the teller and the audience. A dad joke is not only about the punchline. It is about the reaction it produces. The book captures this dynamic by presenting jokes that are intentionally cheesy, which makes them useful in settings where people want light interaction rather than stand-up comedy. This also helps explain its popularity as a gift, since giving someone a book of jokes says something about personality and family identity. It is less about laughing at the jokes themselves than about participating in a familiar comic role. Lastly, a benchmark example of modern dad joke publishing. Within the larger category of joke books, this title stands out because it became one of the most visible and commercially successful examples of the dad joke format. That matters because it helped define what readers now expect from a dad joke gift book short entries, clean language, puns, and a playful celebration of bad humor. Compared with more general joke anthologies, this book has a narrower identity and a clearer promise. It does not try to cover many comedic styles or offer commentary on humor. Instead, it commits fully to one recognizable mode. That commitment gives it a strong market position and makes it easy to recommend. Readers looking for sophisticated comedy may find the jokes predictable, but readers looking for a themed gift or a dependable stream of easy jokes will find the format effective. Its success also shows how a simple comedic formula can become a durable publishing category when it is packaged around family use and holiday gifting. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy clean, pun-based humor, and for buyers who want a straightforward gift for Father's Day, birthdays, holidays, or family joke sharing. Its main value is not depth or originality in the literary sense, but dependable access to a large number of short, groan-worthy jokes that are easy to read aloud and easy to share across ages. Compared with many other joke books, it stands out because it fully commits to the dad joke format rather than mixing in broader stand-up material, edgy humor, or commentary. That narrow focus gives it a clear identity and makes its purpose instantly recognizable. It is especially useful as a gift because it is themed, affordable, family-safe, and built around a kind of humor that is as much social performance as content. For readers who want polished wit, it may feel repetitive, but for readers who want an abundant supply of classic dad jokes, it delivers exactly what it promises. If you would like to support Jimmy Nairo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.